This is the Live Happier Longer podcast, a special edition. Well, hello. Hello, podcast listeners, people who know me, have been graciously supporting me for the last year and a half or so. I am putting out this special podcast episode because, quite honestly, I have just been my own worst advice taker lately. I fell out of the habit, so to speak, of doing a podcast. And it happened pretty quickly because I actually had podcasts recorded. I have two recorded. And just as I was going to publish the first of those a couple of weeks ago, the whole race riots had just really been breaking out. And I was really, really struggling with whether or not to put out a podcast following all that was going on in the world. It felt kind of odd because the podcast that will be dropping coming here later this week is, or potentially next week, I haven't really decided yet. One way or the other, the next podcast that's going to be a real episode is on gratitude and a book about writing thank you letters. And it was a wonderful interview, and I loved talking to the author. But at the same time, it felt odd to me to put out that podcast that particular week. And then the next few weeks, just the last few weeks, I have really struggled with my own attitude and my own happiness, quite honestly. Even though I know that my thoughts create my feelings, and I know what to do in terms of making myself feel better and creating better thoughts to help me do that, I was struggling to find really good thoughts. And honestly, I think that a lot of people felt this way. You know, there was kind of a movement amongst podcasters, amongst social influencers, to say the right thing, right, and not say the wrong thing. And then there was kind of the idea that if you didn't say anything at all, you were not saying something, you were not correct either. And I felt unprepared to make a comment because, quite honestly, all I could think of was, this is just horrifying. The whole idea, watching what has happened in this world with regard to racism, is just horrible to me. It's disgusting and it makes me sick. But at the same time, I can readily admit that I've grown up with a life of privilege. I'm a white woman, and I've lived in predominantly white suburbs my entire life. So I don't know this plight. I don't fully understand it. I cannot empathize in a way that I would want to, other than being a human being and knowing that what I'm seeing is utterly wrong. And I'm sure that many of us felt that same way, just the wrongness of it. And for a podcast that's all about living happier longer, it still feels a little awkward to not talk about the things that are really what we all need to do to make ourselves happier and to live a happier, longer life, regardless of our race. Because I do believe that no matter what the situation is in our life that we struggle with, and while I cannot, again, I don't want to be offensive in any way, I cannot appreciate a perspective of not of unprivilege and what that and the history and the legacy of slavery in this country. It's abominable, really. At any rate, so that's what happened. That was going on in the world, and I made a decision, a conscious decision, to not publish the first week, and then questioned myself the second week And then the third week, I honestly just was, I just didn't feel like doing it. I didn't feel like I was, I lost a lot of mojo. And I'm in the process of getting ready to go on hiatus officially for the summer. And I literally had these thoughts that created these thoughts of, well, maybe I'll just kind of fade away right now. And I'll just wait until next fall to do these two, launch these two podcasts that I have in the bank, so to speak. And those thoughts, guess what? They created the feeling of being unmotivated and lackadaisical. And as a result, I took no action, which was to not publish my podcast. And so that's all there is to that. I want to acknowledge that I, just like everybody else, struggle with maintaining positive, you know, or maintaining thoughts that serve me and working on it every single day, literally. And I think everybody that's in this space or talks about managing their minds throughout all of the crisis in the world, through COVID, through the race riots, through the upcoming election, I think all of us are having to do a lot of work on our own lives every day. And to be honest, I've been doing that part. I have been really looking at everything that I'm thinking and feeling. And I did, and I have questioned my decisions about continuing this podcast and whether or not I'm going to be able to, and do I want to, and there's a whole nother piece of this. But for the time being, what I think is most important is to let you know that I will be publishing two more episodes, either coming out later this week or next week and the week after, and then I will be going on a hiatus for 2 months. I still don't know exactly what is going to come up after that. I am working on something really important to me right now. It is a part of this whole story of living happier longer, but it's a different part of it. And many of you that are listening to this will not be able to, or won't, aren't impacted in the same way by this other project that I'm working on. And so I don't know what that means for the future. I really don't. I don't know what I plan on doing yet. I'm going to take these next 2 months off during the summer and really try to process, try to determine whether or not I have the bandwidth to keep doing two podcasts, if I want to launch another podcast, or what is going to be my next step. So that's just a little bit of a nutshell. This is, again, nothing scripted here today. It's a short episode just to let you know, kind of an update, if you will, for where this podcast went, so that, you know, for the few hundred people that I know listen to it every week, and more than that, the people that listen to it every month or come and find it, I wanted to at least let everybody know what has been going on and where it's been for the last few weeks. So I hope you're having a great day. I hope you have a great week. And thanks as always for listening.